Hi, beautiful princesses. It's so good to see you. Well, hear you. Or you hear me. I don't know. But happy Monday. Happy Monday. Last week's episode was a doozy. It was long. It was crazy. And I hope by this date and time that nothing else has happened, because I'm recording this on St. Patrick's Day. It's St. Patrick's Day today when I'm recording this episode, but it'll come out a couple weeks later. So I'm sure something else has happened that we'll have to catch up on. But wow. Wow, 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 wow. But today's episode, besties, we're going to be talking about success and how it comes at a price. So I see this happen all the time with TikTok influencers. They start off small. You know, they are doing what they're doing. People love them. People love rooting for the underdog. They love rooting for someone who has not a big following. The second they start to get successful, those same people that supported them in the beginning, they don't like them anymore. They feel intimidated. They feel insecure. They feel threatened. And I felt that energy before too, like not from, well, definitely from other people, but also in myself. And I'm like, ew, Savannah, like why do you feel that way? Like, for example, a couple years ago, there was an influencer I loved. Well, she wasn't an influencer at the time, just some girl I loved following. And she was really like fun to follow. And then all of a sudden she's going on all these brand trips and doing all these things. And then I started getting the ick. And I'm like, why? Why am I feeling that way? Is it because I'm jealous deep down? And that's what it was. It was my own insecurities deep down. And I had to really sit with that and be like, why is it that we are rooting for people? And then until they get their big break or their hard work pays off and they start getting recognized by brands or whatever it is, all of a sudden we don't like them anymore. It's because of intimidation, and it's because it makes us uncomfortable and it makes us feel bad about ourselves and that we're not doing enough. We're not good enough. We're not successful enough. And it all stems from you. It has nothing to do with this person. It has everything to do with your own insecurities, and you're projecting them onto somebody that doesn't deserve it. Just like Alex Earl, everyone loved her when she was small. Then as soon as she started getting popular and gaining a following, people all of a sudden started to hate her, even the ones that loved her in the beginning. Same thing with Emily Kaiser. People loved Emily Kaiser in the very beginning, and now they bully and hate her. And it's sad to me because these girls did nothing but, you know, keep doing what they did. But now, of course, you know, maybe they're less relatable because, you know, they got popular and they're making really good money because of their content. And so now they're able to buy a nice car, or buy a nice handbag, or buy the jewelry that they want. And I think it's sad, you know, and I get it to a point. I do. Like, you guys know one thing about me is I see every side of everything. Okay. Like, that is like my biggest flex, is that I can put myself in everyone's shoes. I can see how people might, you know, be like, oh, like she used to be relatable, you know, now she's like going to Bora Bora and like has all these handbags and fancy jewelry, but like they're still the same person. Their financial status shouldn't make them less relatable, you know, like if they're still talking about their life and their feelings and all those things. And it's like just sad to see how people want to support and love you when you're not doing well and you're just like small, a small account, not making a lot of money, just, you know, getting by. But the second that you start doing well, they don't want to support you anymore. And they feel intimidated and threatened, or they feel jealous, envious. It's sad. And so I feel like people get that way with me too sometimes, where, you know, they don't want to like me just because I'm successful. They don't know anything about me. They don't know, I haven't done anything to them. They just, all of a sudden, they see my, how many followers I have or the opportunities that I have, and they just make that decision to not like me based off of it. And I don't think that's fair, you know? I really don't think that's fair. But again, I understand it. Like, I've been an insecure person before. I still deal with my own insecurities. And, you know, while they're mostly directed towards myself and I don't allow myself to project my feelings onto others because it's not fair to them, I can see how people can do that. I did that growing up. I remember there was one girl growing up that was like so pretty, so skinny. She was so wealthy. Like, her family bought her literally everything and more. And I didn't want to like her because she was pretty and skinny and rich. Like, I really did not want to like her. But she was a good person. She was nice. She wasn't mean. Like, there literally was nothing to not like about this person. Like, she wasn't a mean girl. She didn't cause drama. She was a nice person, but, you know, I didn't want to like her because she had everything that I didn't. And that, to me, is immaturity. I was 16, you know? But now that we're all adult women, it's like, we got to leave that in the past. Like, we got to stop letting other people's success make us feel bad about ourselves. It should inspire us. There's two types of people in the world: those that are inspired by powerful people and those that are intimidated and jealous by other people that are talented or whatever it may be. And I choose to be inspired. Now, when I see someone that's doing better than me, I'm like, you fucking go, girl. You do that. I don't feel less than. I don't feel like I'm not good enough. If anything, it makes me want to work harder so that I can achieve that goal. And I'm inspired by their work ethic. And I think that's the difference between winners and losers, honestly, in life. Winners focus on winning. Losers focus on winners. And it is sad to see that sometimes in this industry, and not even this industry, but life, that people truly will not like you because you have something that they don't have. And I don't think that's fair. I really don't. I'm going to look at some of my notes that I wrote down because I was feeling really hot and heavy about this topic a couple weeks ago when I wrote it down and wanted to talk about it. But yeah, it's just like hard to see people be so competitive in this industry and in life in general and just, you know, support you and love you and root for you. And then the second that you become too big for them to digest, they spit you out, you know, and just stomp all over you and tear you to the ground because you make them uncomfortable and you make them feel less than. And not intentionally. I'm never one to brag. I barely post about the things I buy. Like, if you see it on my body or you see me holding it, like, that's about it. I'm never going to do an unboxing of a bag that I bought myself or flex how much money I make or whatever it is. You know, it's just tacky and not tasteful. And I don't like that kind of content. There's so many, like, people that do that kind of content. That's not me. It's none of one's business what I buy. I'm not buying things to show that I have them. I'm buying it because I want it. And if you see it, you see it. Cool. But I'm not going to make a point about it, you know? I think, you know, and some people do, and that's fine. And you know what? You should. Like, if you worked so fucking hard that you bought your dream bag or your dream watch or your dream car or dream house or whatever it is, like, you can totally post that. But I just choose not to. It's just crazy. It really is. And it makes me sad, too, because I think that a lot of people, you know, they want to make you small and they want to make you less than so that they feel better about themselves. Like, they have to find something wrong with you so that they can sleep at night. Honestly, when I was bigger, right after I had Cyrus, when I'd gained a lot of weight, people liked me a lot more. The second I started losing weight and getting my body back, a lot of people hated me more. And it's because, okay, yes, she's creative. She has a really successful spa, but she's kind of fat. So that's good. That makes me feel like less intimidated. I was more digestible for people when I was bigger. But now that I have a successful spa, I'm creative and, you know, I'm skinnier. I feel like people dislike me more. And I'm sure some people are going to fucking hate this and rip me apart for this episode. But it is so true. If you want to think about it, think about it. It is true. Everyone loves the fat, funny friend. They do. Nobody likes a skinny friend. And not nobody. Insecure people. Insecure people. They want to have something wrong with you. They have to. In their head, you can't be perfect. You have to have something wrong with you so that they can sleep at night and be like, oh, well, yeah, Savannah might have a successful spa and be an ambassador for this company, but, you know, she's overweight. Or, oh, you know, let's say Caroline, you know, is so successful, but her husband's cheating on her. So, or whatever it is, someone is always going to find something that's wrong with you in your life so that they feel better about themselves. And it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. And I see it every single day, not just with me, but other people. And, you know, funny enough, my mom even said that to me growing up. She was like, you can't have everything going for you or you're going to have a target on your back. Everyone's going to hate you. Why should I have to shrink myself down? Why should I not have the body of my dreams, the life of my dreams, you know, the spa of my dreams, just so that other people like me and I'm more relatable and more digestible? I am who I am, you know? And I think that's sad that people think that way. Oh, she's skinny, but she's not pretty. Oh, she's fat, but her skin's really good. Oh, she's successful, but her husband cheats on her. Oh, you know, she has an amazing marriage, but One of her kids has a health problem, you know, and it's sad and it sounds really awful saying this out loud, but that's how humans are. Humans are diabolical. They really are. And they have to find something wrong with you so that they feel okay with themselves. And if there isn't anything, they'll make it up. They'll find something. They will pull anything from anywhere to make you less desirable so that they can sleep at night and say, I'm better than this person. I'm better than her. Yeah, she has this, but I am better in this way. And I never really understood that thinking at this age, honestly. I did that growing up, for sure. I'm not perfect. I'm not an angel. I definitely had jealousy issues growing up. Very jealous. I was very insecure about myself. You know, I did not love myself. I wanted everything I didn't have. I wanted to be all of the things that other people had that I didn't. And it's so crazy, you know, that people continue this pattern in adulthood. It's like, go to therapy, dude. Like, if you're still acting like that, it's okay when you're 16 and you're figuring it out and, you know, you're trying to find self-love and figure out who you are. I give you grace. 16-year-olds are ruthless. You're allowed to be a bitch when you're 16. All 16-year-olds are bitches. But if you are a full-grown adult and have children and you're still acting like that, go to therapy, please. For the sake of yourself and the sake of the people around you and the sake of your children, because what you are will rub off on your kids. You should be someone that is supportive of other people's success, not intimidated and bullying them or finding something wrong with them because they're successful. Inspire, be inspired. Don't be hateful. And it's crazy to me because people do this every single day on social media with any influencer. It's not just me, it's everyone. You know, they always have to find something wrong with you or compete with you. I see a lot of times, you know, estheticians trying to compete with me and I'm like, who are you trying to compete with? I don't compete with people. I compete with myself. I want to be better than I was the day before. That's the only competition I'm in. I'm in competition with myself, you know? And it's weird because when I win, you win. When I post about the Airlays and one of my 300,000 followers sees it, not all 300,000 of my followers live in Texas. They're from all over the United States. They see, oh my God, Savannah endorses and loves the Airlays. I trust Savannah. And then they go on the little Googles. They type in Airlays near me. They find your spa. Guess what, bitch? You just got a client, a lifelong client from them following me. When I win, when I grow, you grow too. I am growing the aesthetics community, awareness about estheticians. Do you know how many people have gone to go see a facial expert because of my page? I have given so many clients to so many people, and I'm not trying to like say I'm like the most amazing human in the world, but I'm just saying when you look at someone that has a big platform in your industry and you're competing against them, think they're spreading awareness. I can't take every client. I'm one person. I'm already doing 14 clients a day. You know, I can't do 300,000 clients a day. No one, not everyone lives near me. So when they look up near them, who carries Skin Better, who carries Epicutis, who carries Hydrinity, who does the Airlays, who does the BioRepeal, and they find your spa, you just got a client from them following me that didn't know you existed before coming to my page. And I love that. I get DMs all the time. Savannah, thank you so much for posting about XYZ. Like, I've had so many patients find me because of your page, because of what you're posting. It's for the betterment of our entire community as estheticians to spread awareness that you don't just have to go to a dermatologist to get your skin clear. Estheticians exist and we're here. And it's amazing to see the connections and clients that we've shared with each other and information that we get to share to help each other. And so I think when people switch their mindset of like, oh my God, you know, Savannah's my competition, or this other esthetician that has more followers than me is my competition. I hate them. I'm jealous of them. Instead of thinking, you know what? I'm so happy we have someone advocating for our industry. I'm so happy that we have someone spreading the word about clients, results and products and all of these things. Because think about it. Let's say I post about Skin Better Trio and a client wants it and they don't want to pay for shipping and they don't want to wait for it to come in online, and they search Skin Better provider near me and they wander into your space and they buy it from you. I get zero money from that. And then they see, oh my God, look at all these services. I want to go see them. I'm going to start seeing you. You just got a client. And that's not just with me. It's any esthetician that's posting on the internet and promoting on social media. It's all getting fed back to us in so many different ways, you know, and supporting us in so many different ways. So I just really hope that this message today resonates with some of you. And if you feel like you're being that 16-year-old mean girl that is being so intimidated and jealous by someone doing well, you just sit with yourself and ask why. I need to get to the root of that because it's not healthy. Like, honestly, like, I've been there. It is the most vicious cycle to try to pull apart another woman to make yourself feel better about yourself. Like, it sucks. I know you don't want to feel that way. I didn't want to feel that way, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't regulate my emotions at that time. I, like, you know, every time, even now, if I feel myself falling back into that, I'm like, okay, stop. This has nothing to do with them, and it has everything to do with how you feel about yourself. Don't try to pick someone apart to make yourself taller. Don't push someone down so that you can grow more, you know? It's never healthy to do that. It truly isn't. And it's such a toxic mindset to be in. And I truly believe the more you accept abundance and happiness and grace into your life, the more good things come. If you focus all your time on what you don't have, how can you enjoy what you do have? And how can you make time to build those dreams to get you where you want to be? So instead of focusing all your energy on someone that's doing better than you, why don't you focus that energy into yourself so that you can do better for you? Not to do better than them. It's never about being better than anyone else. It's being better than you were the day before. And once I started thinking that way, my life changed dramatically. I don't sit on Instagram and go through everyone's stories. I don't look at other people's pages. Like, you know, I'll scroll through maybe for like 20 minutes at night and like some stuff my friends are posting, but I don't care, honestly, what other people are doing. I have my blinders on like a racehorse. I'm focused on what I'm doing because there's not a million hours in the day. I get on my Instagram, I post my stuff, and I try to support the people that support me, but it's hard to get back to all the DMs. It's hard to see every single thing that someone posts, but I really try not to look at everything because it really stunts my creativity, truly. So I try to really just focus and stay in my lane and, you know, do what I need to do. But this is going to be a short episode for today. And I hope this message resonates with you guys to truly just be inspired and not be jealous by other people. And remember, when they grow, you grow too. We grow as an industry. We're all in this together. It's a sisterhood. It truly should not be a competition. Like, there's no possible way for one of us to do every single client in the world, you know? And honestly, if the competing wise, like, if your goal is Instagram followers, like, why are you even in the industry? You know, I never got in this industry to be an esthetician influencer. I don't even like being called that. I'm just an esthetician that's good at social media. You know, I have a clinic. I'm not a skincare influencer. Like, I'm literally just an esthetician with a spa that shares my life. So that's my goal and mission. And of course, it's nice to have a community that I have, but I'm an esthetician first, an influencer second, you know? So I really hope you guys resonate with this message, and I hope you have an amazing Monday. Love you.